This is Sunshine FM's Big Weekend. I welcome back to the studio. John, hello. John, how you doing?
Mate, I'm doing great.
Right, I think I'm going to confuse you today. I'm going to try and stump you. I want to know what's better, single or tandem axles?
This is a question I probably get asked on a daily basis and have done for about 17 years. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, one is not better than the other.
Oh.
They're both just different. Essentially, it comes down to length and weight. So essentially 18 foot and under traditionally is a single axle, and 18 foot six and over is a tandem axle. Now, as far as, you know, safe towing and not having the sway, a single doesn't move any more than a tandem or vice versa. It comes down to weight distribution and having the correct tire pressures, correct balance and so forth. So depending what kind of weight you want to actually fit into it, and because your payload's limited as well. So on a single axle, we can go up to about 2.7 ton.
Okay.
So if you want to tow more than, say, half a ton of payload, you really got to go up to that 18 foot six and put a tandem under it. However, some national parks won't allow you in with a tandem axle.
Oh.
Because what happens when you're taking those tight turns, you have a sacrificial tire. So it slides on that and it can dig up your corrugated tracks. Whereas your single axle will rotate in opposing directions to go around those tight corners. So there's pros and cons to both. One's not better than the other. It just comes down to personal preference of where you're going in it, what you want to do and what you want inside.
All right. Thank you once again for your wise words, and I'll see you next Friday.
Will do. See you then.